Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw. Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello. And welcome back to Race Chaser. Classique, a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning!
My name's Alaska, what is yours?
Hello, I'm Willem.
Hello.
Can I get an amen? How long did Jinx hold that note, you think? Jinx holds this, like, probably 16 to 24 bar note, I feel like.
I think it was longer in real life than what they even showed, because there isn't enough time in an episode of television. She really pulled that out, and it cut to us all giving her cutting eyes.
Yeah.
Mad.
Mad, pressed, like an iron.
Stay mad.
Well, some hoes probably still are mad about last week with Lanesha going home, because she's one of the legendary beauties of this show's franchise, and Detox
truly
sent her backing after a little bit of jaw wagging for Take Me Home, which is not a Blair Sinclair song. It is a Cher song.
Right. Good to know.
The only reason that history is the way it is and Alyssa wasn't in the bottom was because of immunity. And
right.
After her belly flop during Snatch Game, and you know, Jinx slayed. She gave it a character like she always does. She did her little Edie.
She pulled out her arsenal of characters. She did what she does best.
Yeah, and which brings us to Lanesha's lovely lipstick message,
which says Latino shade, which is funny. Instead of all tea, all shade, no tea, no
Latino
shade.
Latino shade. Yeah, that's
right.
So funny.
She says, it was a pleasure to meet you all. Thank you for friendship. XOXO, kisses and hugs. Lanesha Sparks. Always classy, always lovely.
Why the fuck hasn't she been on All Stars? There's been four different All Star cycles. She won, I think she won at least one challenge while she was there, right? She didn't win that first one with the outfit, but she should have.
Right. It was like
and
really, really close.
It was Roxy or her, I think. And then the second one, I feel like she might have won something. Did she win?
It's almost as though I wish there was a podcast where people covered this so we could know. I'm going to look
maybe
it
one
up.
Day. Yeah, I mean, maybe one day.
It must be on Wikipedia, right?
Wikipedia.
Somebody suggested that Sibling Rivalry and Race Chaser do our next live stream as a trivia contest about Drag Race, because Bob thinks he will win, yet he couldn't even name that Strong Enough was a Cher song.
Well, so, that's the thing, though. Bob will absolutely win.
I don't know about that, because, I mean, he should know Blair St. Clair's catalog back and forth.
Wow.
And he didn't. And he also didn't know when him and Peppermint didn't know when Jesus Say Yes. I don't know how the one white person on the team knew it. Bob was probably me singing, though, too. I was probably bad at it.
Lanesha won episode 2, which was the lip sync, the untucked lip sync extravaganza.
Oh, that's Tyra. Where she was in the red wig. It's kind of shocking that there's been four cycles of All Stars, which means about at least 40 something girls, and they haven't called her.
I think it would be great, and I have a feeling we haven't seen the last of her. Now, as we're you know, going D-dragging. Over, we're getting out of drag. Jinx is like, "Well, I won, everybody, I won." And then Roxy's like, "Well, what about Tamar.com?" And we are not allowing Jinx to relish in her victory, so it seems.
Yeah, I mean, the moments that they show, but you know what? The bitch was tired anyway. She needed a nap. And, like, the editing was perfect at the beginning of this because she says, you know, these girls don't see me as a threat. And then... and then cut to her literally snoozing. What a misdirect for the season. But, like, wonderful television. Wonderful.
We have to be so grateful to Jinx for being a producer on this season. She really is crushing it.
Honestly, Jinx and Coco did that.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, the next day we walk into the workroom with the cries, the all too familiar cries of
Rolaska tugs. And then Jinx says, Jinx. And then Jade goes, and Jade? This is the thing about a reality show. It really is the contest of who's the loudest and most obnoxious. It really just is.
Yeah,
don't you think?
It definitely can be, but also you don't have to be obnoxious to be, you don't have to be loud to be obnoxious. Like, I mean, Rebecca Glasscock didn't say much, but like all the girls fucking hated her.
I'm not ready. I hate being rushed.
I hate being
don't
rushed.
Don't rush me.
Come in with a half wig and a hat.
Rebecca. Do you want to fix your wig? There's a lot of the front showing.
She was trying to do a leave out. Leave her alone.
Leave alone the leave out.
We get, there's 8 divas left, and we get a video message from RuPaul, which says,
what does
my
it say?
Queens, a ladyboy needs to give until it hurts.
Wow.
So whether, oh my God, I'm so sorry, my TV just randomly came on.
What kind of frat house are you living in?
You know.
Are you living in the Fraternity X house?
When it comes to professionalism, only the finest. I'm using a pop filter made out of pink duct tape and pantyhose. And
oh, I thought that was a diaphragm.
No.
My bad. Or you were making at-home
sponge.
Cashew milk.
It's the Today Sponge, and I believe this podcast is sponge-worthy. Well, I'm there. I do. I believe it.
Oh.
So
this message finishes off by saying, so whether you're saving the whales or saving face, America's next drag superstar needs to get by with a little help from her friends with benefits.
What does it mean?
This means... Oh, look who it is. She'll explain it, I bet. How nice of her.
Oh, I hope she illuminates this for
us. Oh, hello, RuPaul. Hello.
This is... RuPaul tells us that throughout her career, she has had to do drag in all sorts of environments, sometimes in a power outage, sometimes in complete darkness.
Sometimes with someone else painting her. Sorry, most of the time, not some of the times. Sorry, my bad.
You know, that one time the lights completely went out and she said, Raven, get in here.
Raven, send a Raven. The queens have to basically do their makeup in the dark and then they're given hats to cover them as veils, which are not cute hats. They're not good hats.
I'm a safety pin girl, but the art department fully just left the safety pins really, really visible on the underside of these hats.
This
Did
is messy
notice?
Millinery. All I saw was messy millinery.
Raja would be abhorred. She would not be okay.
Yeah, not at all. So you are the only one that went for a purposely bad look, or was that your day walk face?
This is the lesson that I took from Manila Luzon, who said, never try to win the mini challenges because it usually is just a handicap to you. Like, it usually just is a disadvantage. So just have fun with it.
Is that
it
why
and,
she
like,
hasn't won the show either after 3 times? Or
I don't know. Maybe she's applying that to main challenges as well.
She
Min
just
is
really
anime.
Wants to- What can you tell me about the experience in the dark? They show some fumbleisha, and was it dangerous? Did they let you get to the mirrors before they shut the lights off? What was the tea with this? Give us a little backstory, please.
Well, it was completely dark. They shut off all the lights. Of course, your eyes kind of adjust. But I think the main thing was, like, we weren't using mirrors. So really, we could have done it with the lights on, but without mirrors, you can't really tell what you're doing. But we could see, like, we could kind of get a sense of what we were reaching for and picking up because your eyes adjust in the darkness. Mm-hmm. But it was cool being in the workroom with all the lights off. I thought it was really cool.
Nice. Well, Detox looks amazing.
She does. She just puts it where it goes, and she's...
Little pop of color underneath. I've seen her do her 10-minute face, and her 10-minute face is great because she's got great skin. So instantly when you put on any color or dark, her skin is like white, clear, so it just pops. She did a light lip because it's not like she needs a lip liner. She just puts on a little gloss, and she's good to go. Yeah.
The lips are lined.
Roxy's is effective. But not as clean as one would.
From stage, it effective. Might work. Effective. I mean, if she put on a big, you know, jumbo wig, mm-hmm. I think it could work.
No, she kept spinning fast enough.
It's heavy. It's heavy on the black. Coco.
Speaking of.
I thought she looked bad. A big there's Dipper a, wrote a, on the
there's
outline.
Heavy on
Coco's
the black on Coco,
bad.
Too. Coco's is bad. Like, she apparently mixes her powders, I think, like a little bit of this, a little bit of that to get her perfect shade normally.
And Detox says,
how you gonna mix your powders, Miss Coco?
Detox, don't do that right
now. See, there later in the episode, there's a little bit of like, a little bit of tension between Coco and Detox. And
dynamic tension.
And this is kind of starting it out with D just throwing in a little gentle rib. How are you going to mix your powders, Miss Coco? but the stunt that you pull, I'm surprised that you didn't win. But
well,
they already knew you weren't going to win this season, so they probably were just like, let's give it to Detox.
Oh, wow.
And she won
the
challenge.
I did what I do best. I put a character on it. Mm-hmm. I put a twist on it. But yeah, I was like, this is the time to have fun. But my eyes looked pretty good. I was pretty proud of those.
Yeah, pretty proud of yourself, huh? Pretty proud of yourself.
Chill
too spicy. God damn it. We're taking a break.
Like one of the big Los Angeles podcasting girls.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy, and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from Mother's Kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home-cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Can I get an amen?
Detox wins the illustrious mini challenge because, honey,
it's what she does.
When the bones are good, the paint don't matter. That part.
The pump is misconstrued. I think she used glue in that matter.
Insofar as this maxi challenge, the queens will be writing and recording the newest supergroup inspirational song, Can I Get an Amen? Detox gets to decide the teams to write the lyrics to the song.
Yeah. What's your favorite supergroup?
Little Mix, of course.
I don't know if they're a super... They are a super group, but they're not a super group.
What's a super group?
A super group is like Damn Yankees, who sang Can You Take Me High Enough, or like,
Does there have to be a certain amount of people to be a super group?
No, it's got to be people that were famous from other groups first. There was a group with, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I think a couple of them did a super group. When all the Live Aid people got together, that was kind of a super group. Nah,
I know my super group. It's the trio, which is Dolly Parton, Emmylou Harris, and Linda Ronstadt.
Oh,
that's
hell yeah.
Fucking super group.
That's a super group, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I think that this 80s Ladies Challenge is great. Mainly because I finally found the sweatshirt that I lost in 2012 when Detox took it. Because when she's writing these lyrics, that is my navy blue sweatshirt with red stripes, and the bitch has it. That
wow.
is mine.
And you have it officially.
She has it officially now.
She does. Oh my gosh.
And funny enough, the jacket that you put on, the denim one with the studs and the rhinestones, that was also mine.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
A Willem fashion show.
Uh-huh. So you did that. I got that in Palm Springs with Vicky the day before Palm Springs Pride in like 2010 or 11, I think. So you didn't sign it out. You didn't use a sign out sheet. So I'll be sending an invoice. No.
Yes, please do. Ruby Fashion House.
How did this writing go? Was there anything there to base it off of? Did Lucian provide lyrics.com or were you changing already in place lyrics?
this was really fun because they handed us all iPods with the like sample track on it. So it had RuPaul going, "Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen?" And he does the chorus, and then the verses kick in, and it was la 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 la, la 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 la. La 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 la. And then we wrote to that. So it was very, I loved that. And I wonder, do they still do that? Did they do that on your season at all for like writing songs?
Our songwriting was, here is the lyric sheet with three verses. You get to change one of the verses, which is why Latrice and I changed our first verse because we needed to like start off the song better. And we won.
I wear heels that hide in the moon.
Yeah, it's like the stupidest line ever. Like, who wanted to sing that? So we didn't. And we won. But I would have loved that opportunity to have like the gibberish. Like, I watching Katy Perry record, she had something like that for Firework. Scooby Dee, merp.
Doobie Dee, merp. Really?
Yeah, it's in the documentary because DWV would always watch the documentary on Delta Planes. We would all like be in the same row and we would start it at the same time, be like 3, 2, press.
Beep. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. The good thing is I was usually already pressed the whole time I was in DWV.
Honey,
so
yes.
Press. You press juicery.
Tivana. Press juice.
Detox gave the teams Relaska Tox, Coco and Alyssa.
Of course.
And then Jade, Ivy, and Jinx.
Yeah.
Were there any surprises there?
No. I mean, I think it was very obvious. It was such a setup that it was going to be the Relaska Tox, you know, pushed to the max. We were really leaning into that trio of our own. And Coco and Alyssa, that's going to be Sparks. And then, you know, Jade, Ivy, and Jinx were a great group as well. It shows us kind of looking like we're being conniving.
But if you think about it, Alyssa and Coco, when they teamed up last, Alyssa won the challenge and Coco was a big help to it. So like Detox, she could have been looked at as being shady, but she also could have been looked at as being stupid because last time they won. But that was also a dance challenge.
Right. And I don't think that Coco was annoyed that she was with Alyssa so much as she was annoyed that they had to go first. Coco did not want to be the first up because singing is not her or Alyssa's main thing. And she felt
it's not
set
even
up.
Their minor thing.
Right. And some of the notes were minor when they should have been major, but we'll get to that. But it shows Relaska Tox, we're sort of listening through the track and we're like, well, we of course took the bridge because it is the best part. So if
bridge
you get
is
to
always
choose,
the best. Yeah.
Yes, it has the key change in it. And it Detox is like, well, fuck it. We'll just put Coco and Alyssa first. Huh? Which, I mean, and then later Detox is like, I don't know. I did nothing malicious about it. So I don't know.
But somebody needed to go first and there's only three people. So it's not like it was intentionally malicious. It's like being asked the question you don't want to ask. But every year when there's the question of who's going first, I think except for All Stars, it's been a discussion of somebody not wanting to and that being a point. But, you know, it is what you make of it. And Rue coming through this walkthrough, she asked Coco and Alyssa to sing. And I don't know
sing
if it's
settled. Sing for me.
Is there a class action suit or anything that you guys brought against them for
what
this?
What do you mean?
These notes are, I don't know if this is singing or like. I mean, I've
trying.
Heard Elaine Stritch sounds more mellifluous, honestly.
I'm just screaming.
Elaine, let's try it once more, except this time sung. Yeah, I mean, look, Alyssa, it's not her strong suit. Coco has an amazing singing voice. I think she just was in it, just not feeling it, and so wasn't.
You
like,
think she wanted to lip sync again? And win? You think
I
she's like, ooh, I love this song.
I don't think anyone wants to lip sync, but
I did. I asked to lip sync and they wouldn't let me.
Hello, excuse me. Someone's going off script.
Yeah, some people like lip syncing, and I wouldn't be surprised if Coco wanted to show off a little bit because, like, spoiler alert, wait till the end.
Right.
This lyric, lost and confused, I had to smile deep within when I realized that these women were men. It's like
there are script issues.
Yeah, you know what? The book needs work.
The book does actually need work. The melody's okay.
The libretto is gorgeous, but the book, darling.
The melody is good, but no, it's sort of like telling the story of someone who breaks down on the side of the road and then stumbles into a gay bar and realizes that they're watching a drag show and this is uplifting to them.
Huh.
I don't know that that fully came through, but, you know. Ivy is a singer. Jinx is a damn singer. Jade is just gonna freestyle it.
Being unsure is the worst thing that you could do whenever you answer RuPaul, because she will see that insecurity and grab whatever is sharp and stab at it. And then twist. And then sign her name in the blood. Because literally that's what she does.
Yeah.
But Jay does back it up with, I'm going to show glamour on the runway this week.
Jinx says she's going to show glamour on the runway because that's what she keeps getting asked for. And we'll see how that turns out. Now, as Werlaska Talks are writing our lyrics, one of the lyrics is, if you can't get a gig, go buy yourself a lace front wig. And it cuts across the room to Coco and Alyssa saying, honey, that doesn't make any fucking sense because lace front wigs are expensive. So if you can't get a gig, how are you supposed to buy a lace front wig? It doesn't make sense.
like anything on Drag Race is linear. these girls really swore. They're like, we're calling ASCAP right now. This is fucked. Their lyrics don't make sense. It's not allowed.
No, they did not.
How was it? Did they give you time? How much time did they give you to write and get ready? Was it like a 3-hour, 4-hour thing? And who was up first to record?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Coco.
I think it was a normal amount of time, which is like 3 hours. So, you know, you have to kind of, you're really just rushed and thrown into it. And I borrowed clothes from literally everyone else.
Oh, I know. That was Detox's bathing suit.
Yep. It was all Detox.
Detox's jacket, which is my jacket. Well, you looked wonderful. Your wig looked like your promo wig, kind of. Was it?
A little. I actually don't think so. I think this is the like dusty blonde, that very dusty. I think that
Dusty Weftings.
This was a wig we got a lot of usage out of. Sharon wore it on Drag Race. I wore it a few times. I think I wear it at the very end again.
Honestly, this wig looks like it's at the very end.
The end of its rope.
It's time to turn it inside out and make a bump, gal. The recording starts off kind of fraught because Coco doesn't seem calm and she makes a little comment to Detox. And Detox fully hears her and says, what now? What now? What now?
Thanks, Detox. Wait, what? What? Oh, no, I just said thanks, Detox.
Yeah, Coco thought she could get slick, and Detox is not the... Detox will literally be that girl in Romy and Michelle in a coma and wake up to say,
Yeah,
she is. She will.
And I think Coco went into this very defeated, and of course... They're sort of pulling this out of her a little bit more. Like they tell Lucien to say, well, Coco, you're up first. That's a lot of pressure. You have to start us off, which was already where her mind kind of was. And this took it even further. No, I'm fine. And she keeps hiding behind the wig. She does not want to be there. She does not want to do it. She's so mad.
She's not performing at all. She's just singing.
No.
And this is a performing challenge. Like, to even block her face with her headphones and then to be told, switch ears. Like, she's not performing at all. And Jade is kind of the same. I mean, most of these girls have probably never been in front of a microphone, let alone a pair of pantyhose on a fucking Nuvo ring. So... I understand they're nervous and everything. And Jade is looking down, reading the lyrics, and they're like, you have to perform. And she seems out of her element a bit.
Yeah, but, she seems really, really nervous and really timid.
She was a kid. Like, this is not the Jade that I know now at all.
Oh, definitely.
No.
Jinx, the makeup department isn't, you know, superb, but her singing is fantastic.
Oh, was that makeup? I thought it was paint by number. Ages 3 to 6.
Hate it, bitch.
Shit.
Your approximately applied makeup is... it aided you.
Oh, my God. She sings this amazing, amazing note.
The long
note. And
then
they cut to interview, which could be Roxy at any episode, to be fair, saying, I feel like Jinx is the weakest link. Because Roxy probably...
Not today. Yeah. I mean, not no. on today, Tina. She was killing it. We all knew it.
Well, I thought...
And it cut over to us looking real mad at her when she sings her long note.
Well, to be fair, that's Detox's work. When she smiles, she scares people. So she usually just keeps trying RBF, or she looks like Cesar Romero.
I'm not mad. I'm just pumped that way.
This is also the birth of the shiny sequinced gown.
There's so many nuggets in this episode.
Nuggets
so
just
many.
Peeking out to say hi.
Yeah.
For sure. Now, you run a tight ship, and you want your teammates not to joke around as much. You wanted to get them together.
Well, I was starting
you
to
were the
feel
Courtney.
The heat. I was starting to feel the heat at this point because I had
were
a
you in the kitchen
challenge.
Or?
I was deeply in the kitchen. I was in a group with Detox and Roxy who had both won a challenge. I had not won a challenge. And I felt like I kept getting like overshadowed by them, or like they just kind of were just like joking around and like whatever. And I was like trying to stand out and trying to like do a good job. So mm-hmm. I was feeling the pressure. For sure. It's so weird even calling it, saying I was feeling the pressure, because I feel like this was so long ago and like I don't even feel like the same person. I feel like I'm
watching
a character on TV.
You were like brown stacked hard fronts. Who were you?
I still wear those.
I don't know this girl. I'm taking a break.
Often.
Oh, we'll be back with
Latrice
Royale.
Okay, we'll agree to take a break.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like, this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with Top Factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag,
drag
for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah, and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts, and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Hey,
one sequence? It's called a sequence. One sequence is a sequence.
So
and
two.
Two is sequenced. Is this wrong English?
Wrong English.
Love. Which is incorrect English, right?
Yes.
Well.
Okay. God bless. You know, drag.
Yeah.
Well, remember she dragged the girls for saying paylets.
Oh, paillettes.
Oh, yeah. Well, Roxy has a love-hate thing with shiny things. She loves them, can't say them.
Right.
That's all it is.
Right.
Don't ask her to say patent leather. Petit le dur. This freestyle is a clusterfuck amalgamation of everybody, but one thing cuts through it, which is Roxy saying, "Where my people at? Where my people at?"
This was yet another nugget. Mm-hmm. We just keep them coming on this episode. This was fun. I remember just having so much fun doing this, and it was very like. It was very rapid fire. It was like they just kept playing the track over and over in our earphones. Mm-hmm. And we just stepped right in and did some ad libs. And then the next person stepped right in.
Like a gangbang.
Exactly. It was really, really fun.
I love that. We were just
having fun. We were having a good time.
Now, was this the same day as the runway? Or did they give you a day, you went home, ruminated, and then came back?
Yeah, we came back the next day.
Which is the perfect time to continue over that detox and cocoa tension.
Well, I think that was the same day. Like, we were getting out of our 80s drag, and it was like, well, no, honey, you've been casting dust all over the place, baby. You've been casting dust.
And Alyssa, Coco does not take ownership of the dust that she has previously aforementioned casted at
she
all. She's playing sweetheart. But girl,
all I said was thank you. That was nice. All I said was thank you.
Which, girl, I need the pledge for that, because that was dusty as fuck.
Too
I could have written
dust.
My name in all that dust.
Mother dust.
But Detox does this turnaround where she walks back to her station, which was also my station, I think. And you see just this hair flip, mm-hmm. this blonde hair. And then it's funny because later in the lip sync, Coco's wearing the same hair in an auburn.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah. So it's total rivalry. Like, visually, through your ears, through the dust, everything. Ask the dust. It'll tell you.
Mother dust.
Mm-hmm. Was there any more conflama in the dressing?
Come to mother dust.
Come to mother dust.
Come to mother dust.
That wasn't her dentist number on the card.
I don't know. This is... I can attest to the fact that I saw the number and it was not a dentist number.
It was not.
I demand justice. I demand to be made whole. The next day, I have a little exchange talking to Detox about all of her work because...
She's had work?
Honey, she stays having work.
I wouldn't call it work. It looks like fun to me.
Right, exactly.
They just freestyled on her a little bit.
Detox says I've had
super soaker
hips,
a dream.
Ass... pecs, underneath her eyes, her brow, her six-pack, her cheeks, her lips, her chin and jawline, her shoulders, her muscles. The only thing she hasn't had done are...
her nose.
Mm-hmm.
And her ears.
And her knees and her big toe.
Oh, yeah. But honestly, her big toe isn't actually her big toe. It's the toe next to it. That's the big toe. That's the one
that sticks out of the shoe.
That's the one that looks like a rhino upper lip that can come down and curl and then pick up stuff.
It's like Anne Hathaway in the Witches remake.
Boots.
That good strong center nail. Yeah.
That one claw that you use to clean out under your other nails. Get that Dorito dust. Now, there is something funny. A moment where my co-hoster said, "If I had my way, my upper lip would look like this."
Yeah.
And you're on your way.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy how I just sort of have grown into my face a little more.
I think it's because you changed the way you wear your hair.
It is.
People think that, but I mean.
Yeah. I was
in your face.
And with all these ELF products have, like, honestly really changed our lives.
Right, definitely. Just and that as pore I refining get older, cream. I might consider, like, injectables or, you know, fillers or plastic surgery. I might consider it as I get older, but, you know, it's just never been my thing.
Yeah, you're going to want to consult your spiritual leader. I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah. Now, Jinx. Needles terrify me, honestly.
She called me last night. I answered and I was like, baby, are you doing laundry or cocaine or both? You need to figure it out. Because you're going to sniff bleach one day on accident.
God.
Jinx is painting her face. And I don't know if she's wondering if there's a non-equity production of Lion King in town and she's going for Rafiki. But these Nike swoops on her cheeks, it's a lot. And she explained this. She said what Jinx thinks about this. And and I just don't know. She has eyes.
Well, you know, it's easy to, like, feel nervous and to just sort of start looking around the room and feeling like I don't do drag right, so I need to start, like, copying these other girls who, like, you know, there was a lot of, like, strong contouring going on in this era of makeup, and I think she was trying it out and maybe trying out new things, and sometimes they were successful and sometimes they weren't.
I don't think that she needed much contour then because she had, like, a tiny little face. She had big cheekbones. She kind of looked like Yellow Bastard out of drag from Sin City to me.
Oh. I don't know what that is.
Nick Stahl played him in Sin City, and, like, this drag makeup is doing the opposite of what it should to her, for sure.
Right. It sort of ages her. It makes her look kind of, you know, crazy.
But that pathos is further echoed by her story about coming out and her family not accepting her, presumably because it was where she was doing that makeup at first.
No, that's Jade.
Oh, okay, the other Jade girl.
I know you keep confusing Jinx and Jade. It's fine. Ugh, it happens.
So many white girls, so little time.
Right, exactly.
Welcome to season 5.
We get a little touch of story from Jade, which is usually not a good sign if you're, you know, watching the season for your first time around. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she talks about her coming out experience and how she has more love for herself now.
And I don't understand who could not love Jade, because she is, like,
she's lovely.
A ball of effervescence, always has, like, drugs when you're in town and time. Yeah. And, like, she's so sisterly and she's one of my favorites.
So fierce.
This gown on the runway? Is that one of your favorites?
I adore this RuPaul look. This is a shiny sequinsed gown. Mm-hmm. And the hair is top salute of the week. I love it so much. I want it in every color. It's fantastic.
The hair is gorgeous. The accessorization of the hair with the flowers and then further little, like, diamante flower pins. Like, it's Matthew at his, like, highest drag fuckery. Just, like, gilding the fucking lily with, like, gold dust and then some crushed up diamonds and then, like, pussy juice from Princess Diana. Like, everything was just, like, beautiful and rich on RuPaul this week.
Very lovely.
Deep salute to Zaldi. Yes. And the other judges, they don't look as nice, but they're there. I don't
Michelle
love
Visage.
It looks crowded up there. And Michelle's there. And LaToya Jackson fucking can't fucking handle a softball joke with a T-ball. She can't hit back to RuPaul at all. It's almost worse than when someone hits back, like, not at all, because then it could be, like, funny, like she didn't understand. She just fucks it up. She's not funny. She's not a good judge. Why is she there to make RuPaul look funnier? Because it's working.
And
I
this
don't
is her third time returning to the judging panel.
And she's never been in a girl group. Like, I don't understand. She was in, like, one of the biggest recording families of all time, and the bitch couldn't get a hit. She was nominated for a Grammy once.
Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah, but, like, so were most of the PEG girls.
Well, the Pointer Sisters are there, and I love the Pointer Sisters so much.
Have you ever done a Pointer Sisters number?
You know, I must have, because
I have.
One of the what did you do? I'm so excited with a bag of Coke.
No.
And then it speeds up.
Jesse Spano, natural hat. No, my actually the song that I did, we used The Fist, which was in our newest bonus footage on Patreon, where we play Fist with the basketballs.
Yeah. Slow Hand?
Exactly. Slow Hand.
As a fisting number?
Uh-huh.
How far did you get it in? Did you lose it? In there?
You know Hate we have a ball. Bitch. No, we didn't. It, no. And I did a faux... I did,
Be careful.
I did a faux fist number. It was not an actual fist because Mickey's would not let me.
Oh, okay. So and you just lifted up the skirt and, you know.
No, I had the fist in my jacket, and then, like, I think I spit on it and hit most of the audience members that tipped me with it. Just messy drag. Messy Mickey's drag, because I hated Mickey's. They would never, like...
I just saw messy Mickey's drag.
Messy Mickey's drag. Yeah, they have one of the worst sound systems in Los Angeles. So that was when I decided I had to start lip-syncing at Mickey's. It is. It's terrible.
Well, I wonder if there's video of that. I mean, there must be, right?
Probably.
I want a man with a slow hand.
I want a man.
The category for this runway is favorite body part. Okay.
Body parts. Body parts.
Shout out to Courtney Act. Now, if you did a favorite body part, what would you show?
If I did a favorite body part, I would probably show my heart. No, I'm kidding. I think I would show I like
Holiday
my legs.
Heart. Your legs with a flash of ass. That's what I think.
Yeah, I like my thighs a lot. So maybe a boot with like a thigh. Or like that fur coat that I have that's like fur, but then it's only clear like near my legs or something.
Oh, that's fun.
I don't know. Coco is actually showing off her heart, and it's not a holiday heart. This is kind of like the cousin skeleton version of the phoenix that got gutted and then crystallized after being set on fire.
Yes, it's the Pokemon evolution of that outfit. I mean, every girl's got that outfit.
This is the summer version of that winter version for sure.
Yeah, I think Coco looks cool. I don't know that it is screaming that it's the heart that we're getting, but once she explains it, it's clear.
I feel like the heart should be engorged or something.
Right.
Or like she should do a bunch of coke and then the heart should get bigger.
We do love an engorged organ.
We love an engorged organ.
Next up is Alyssa in a caftan, and the judges remarked that this is how you wear a caftan.
Yeah, and they name drop Honey just to further put salt in that wound. But Alyssa looks great. I love the shoe.
Rude. She does look fantastic.
It is
really
rude, but
just glowing.
We love a reference to the show, especially when Michelle's doing it. ABC.
Yeah.
Jade is doing this rainbow bright full of hair pieces, and she always does her promo pose at the top of the runway where it's like kind of the reverse sit within that
arm over the thing.
And
yes.
Then she does it again in the lip sync. I'm wondering if she still does it. I haven't seen it in a while, but,
I like it. It's good to have a signature move.
Oh yeah. It shows like, you know, the body and the things. But her body part that she's showing off is her arms, because she's never lifts over anything over 5 pounds.
That's so funny. And she does have great arms. Mm-hmm. The outfit, I feel like it's kind of a kiss of death to wear hair tracks on an outfit on Drag Race. I feel like it rarely goes well.
Other than that whole hairball challenge that Raja won.
Right. But that wasn't like the tracks dangling. That was like structure. The tracks dangling, I don't know.
Oh, yeah? What did she use for structure?
Tulle fabric.
I cut the lace off of lace fronts, and I made it into a corset, and I mashed hair onto it. That's what I did.
Ivy mashed her face up onto some pictures for her dress. And,
she said, face.
I get face, beauty face. You can't take.
Watch my body go insane.
She looks great. It's fine. I don't have any notes on it.
It's clever. It's inventive. And she's saying, honey, my favorite body part is my face. And here it is printed all over this paper dress that I've constructed myself. It's sickening.
But, like, really, like, who puts their face all over something and then walks out there, like...
My boat is pretty.
Moving sickening, on. Jinx.
Sickening, more like absolutely disgusting.
Jinx is giving this old Hollywood and serving an over it attitude, according to the lineup. I'm not sure what her body part is. It's certainly not that wig, which is a banged wig, which she then swooped those fried synthetic bangs to one side with a black bobby pin. And you later see it in Untucked how ugly it is up close.
Oh, my God.
Michelle is confused by the look, but...
The Michelle cutaway made me laugh out loud because it's just Michelle looking like really confused.
Confused and perturbed.
Because Jinx is trying to do this character that's like this rich, opulent woman who like, I don't give a shit. And Michelle's like, what, Gorge? What are you doing?
It's like the fabric, I couldn't tell if it was supposed to be wrinkled or not. But based on the wig, I was just like, I don't even know if she's got her eyes open from the mini challenge yet.
What body part was she showing off?
Maybe her voice?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Your voice.
Cheekbones?
If I was her, I would have shown off my gums, taken out my teeth. Look at all the gum.
She didn't do all that. Roxy is... This is a deep salute. She comes out in a little...
The category is swimwear.
She tears it away and she says, "Hi, bitch. How's it going?"
And that capelet doesn't touch the floor, and she does the swing around thing on the hand that Erica did at Continental when she did... When she did Glamorous Life, where you take off the cover-up and then you swirl it around your hair and it kind of becomes like a floral rose or like a Lumiere candelabra bullshit thing. It's a great way to deal with a cover-up and get it out of the way without it having touched the ground. And that cover-up did not touch the ground.
You know, every Drag now excellence. And then, pretty much every season, there's a queen who just is giving drag perfection in like a very like, pageant kind of way, but who also can play the game really well. Like someone like Kennedy Davenport comes to mind, or like Akiria, like someone who like lives in that pageant world but still does fucking Drag Race shit really well.
Trinity.
Yes. Roxy is definitely this person. This is like drag, just like it's sexy, it's fierce. She made it like that day, which she did with all of her looks, which is very impressive.
Yeah. Now, impressive is a word that I could definitely use with this, but
what, I've been with working. My look?
Yeah, I've been working on telling the truth more.
What do you have to say about my look?
Well, I want to know who you borrowed those earrings from, bitch, because they're obviously not yours.
I borrowed them from my friend Cherry Bob.
Oh, I love her.
I love her, too.
She's the one with the tattoo between her titties, right?
Deep friend of the... Yes.
Hey, Cherry.
Deep friend of the pod, Cherry Bomb. Now, Miles De Niro, who is our friend
Heidi
from
Gloom.
New York. Yes, Heidi Gloom. She made this dress for me because we... had this
was
fabric.
She mad at you or
oh my god. We worked really hard on this and it was kind of a pain in the ass because that fabric doesn't have any stretch to it.
Ugh.
And so it was kind of like the seams were kind of crooked and like it was puckering. The Santino read me for filth. He said it didn't fit, it wasn't constructed well. Latoya said I looked like a sad bridesmaid. They did not like this dress. I love this dress, and I felt so pretty in it. I wonder if I still have it. I must still have it somewhere.
And this dark hair.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a 1B?
Oh, I think it's a 1. I think it's a 0. yeah, I'm wearing black hair and lower lashes. Come on, I'm showing variety, toots.
Yeah, the lower lash was, I think, why they really wanted to give it to you. Because anytime they see a girl in a lower lash who doesn't normally wear one, they're like, let's make the bitch cry. They did the same thing to me the only time I had a lower lash on my whole season.
You're going to ruin that lower lash, Tootsarella.
Detox ruined the runway for everybody else because she wore that iconic patent dress. I think it's a crocodile with a backslash.
Yes, it laces up the back and her whole ass is hanging out of it. Get a peep.
She wore this hair in Chow Down, I think. It's great hair on her. She looks great in a red. And she's
so
eating it. She's eating it. And I hope that she's careful not to slip in the urine because she's peeing all over the runway.
She did. She did, yeah. And she does. Very, very lovely.
Now, this premiere of Can I Get an Amen will be right after this break. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah. While we're on this break, why don't you buy Can I Get an Amen on iTunes?
You guys get checks for that?
No.
Stream it.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
She came from Seattle with a dress and a dream.
The sleeper fan favorite and champion of season 5, Jinx Monsoon.
Here to take us on a journey with her opinions, memories, and thoughts on season 5.
Let's find out what
Jinx thinks.
I'll just tell you, the cheek contour during Can I Get an Amen, that is what caused me to then change my makeup. Because in previous challenges, you know how they show you your challenge results? Mm-hmm. They show you the videos you create or whatever on the runway. Yes. So in the previous challenges, like the kids show challenge, I was wearing a completely different beat from my normal face, you know? Mm-hmm. The Can I Get an Amen challenge, I was so determined to show Michelle glamour. That I could do glamour that I had fully I contoured jowls onto my face that day too by accident, like by somehow contouring my chin in a way that it just like cut into my face and gave me jowls. And I know I went extra hard that day with the chink contour, but that was me trying my very, very best to show her glamour. And then we watched it on the runway, and I saw for the first time what my contour was reading like under HD camera. And even Roxy said, I see you in the workroom, and you don't look that crazy. That's HD camera plus the way you do your makeup together making you look that crazy. And it was literally the next episode. My makeup is completely different because I was just finally made aware of what I actually looked like.
Can we do it together? Can I get an amen? Amen.
Can I get an amen? Ho, 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 ho. Where my people at? Where my people at? I am sick of these girls with their gimmicks getting by.
That was a whole note, bitch. You held that note. How long was that note? 16 beats?
Just love yourself.
If you can't get a gig, go out and buy a lace front wig.
Wait, but didn't Ivy win that second. Challenge?
Wait yeah. a second. If you can't get a gig, how are you
going to buy yourself
a lace front wig? Their lyrics don't make sense, you guys.
Well, you know what? Lucian might have been a little convoluted with his lyrics at that point. Who knows?
Those were the lyrics we wrote, bitch.
Oh, well, were you touching the positivity crystal at the time?
My favorite is Coco, so pressed and plucked, trying to commit to her lyrics. So I went to a friendly bar. So this one's different.
Thanks, Detox. Thanks, Detox. What? Oh, nothing.
Yeah, Ivy did Ivy did win that challenge, and it was deserved. It was absolutely deserved. But yeah. I will say, they told me on the runway, it came down to me and Ivy. You know, they're like, RuPaul said something to the effect of, "Jinx, you sang wonderfully in the challenge, but your runway is always questionable. Ivy, you sang wonderfully in the challenge, and you look gorgeous. Ivy, you're the winner."
Right. It was that.
So a misdirect. No.
Well, the judges have some choice words for us. Michelle thinks Coco got lost in the musical performance, and the judges don't know how they feel about Coco's runway look.
I have a question for you. After you saw the premiere of Can I Get an Amen, mm-hmm. who did you think was going to be in the bottom two? And you, because you obviously looked worried, but were you more worried about your performance once you saw it in the glasses, or were you more worried about your critique?
Listen, I liked my performance. I thought I did a good job. So, like, okay. I didn't think it would be justifiable if I was in the bottom. I thought Coco and Jade were, you know, I mean, they got overshadowed completely. Coco yeah. got in her own way, and Jade just wasn't delivering on the level as everyone else, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to make a big choice and for people not to like it, but it's another thing to be forgettable.
Yeah, exactly.
And the Pointer Sisters say that Jade was forgettable. Literally, right. they don't even remember her. Michelle's confused with her runway look. And Alyssa has the same like bad singing notes, but she was funny and committed, and exactly. her runway is excellent this week.
Yeah. So, and, you know, Ivy gets 10s across the board. Michelle reads Jinx's makeup. Roxy, they say, you know what? You need to cool it with this click bullshit. And we get that moment of, no! You need to look out for yourself.
I mean, just because girls groups didn't work out for Michelle doesn't mean that they don't work out for other people.
Lovely day. Lovely,
lovely day.
Day.
Lovely,
lovely
day. Day.
Lovely.
The Roxy detox moment where they grab hands when one of them is getting red a little bit for support. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like they take a nice moment and they make it shitty, which is something all reality shows do. They see a weakness and then they're like, let's exploit that. And that's what they're doing. Michelle tells Detox that she relies on crutches, like the mouth. And
don't overdo it with the mouth jaw movement. I don't think Detox has ever overdone it. I think she puts just the right amount in.
I understand Michelle's position of having to be, you know, the Simon Cowell, the bitch.
She does. That's and her some, job.
And,
yeah.
And it's usually great because it's funny, but when it's not funny, you just think, wow, what a bitch. because most of these girls are my friends and Michelle and I aren't that close. So I think that Alaska, your thing with LaToya, I'd love to hear more about how that went when she said, how do you tuck your junk? You were cordial back, weren't you?
I feel like the how do you tuck your junk exchange was the beginning of the LaToya interaction. So yes, I was very cordial. And then she said I looked like a sad bridesmaid, and like if I was a bridesmaid at the wedding, she wouldn't want to go to the wedding.
She went there. She really, really went there.
She did. And then, I mean, it was just like literally the worst. It was like RuPaul saying, yeah, Sharon was really great. Why aren't you?
And Sharon like, had heart. Like saying like, that, it's
oh
like,
oh my God.
What a shitty thing to say to a person. Like, you have
it
no heart.
It was gutted. It was really, really gutted. I mean,
no crystallization.
I guess. The sunglasses thing, I didn't understand that critique because
that's like, what singers wear in recording booths. They wear sunglasses. They like it dark. Christina Aguilera lights candles, sunglasses, all that. People do it.
And
it was
when I think of We Are the World, I remembered it as like a lot of people were wearing sunglasses. I re-looked it up just to see if I was right. A few people are wearing sunglasses, but Michael Jackson is wearing sunglasses and it's his song.
He was front and center.
Yeah, he was in charge of it. So like it wasn't valid to say that, like, you're doing a We Are the World challenge and wearing sunglasses is completely off base, because I was doing it as a reference to the 80s thing, which probably a lot of these queens had never fucking seen, but yeah. I had. So I thought Read that a was book. A little, like, wacko, but yeah. I don't
wacko Jacko.
Have a heart.
I mean, it, I and much like Michael, it was before he had all that work, too.
oh, my God.
Now, it's really sad to see. It's sad to see you being put through it like this, because, like, you didn't deserve it at all. And you were just the last in the line, I think. And they had just talked about a clique, which you were in. And they went in for the kill with you.
And then once we're off the stage, they show LaToya saying, you know what? This Alaska character, she's just given all she has. I think it's done. I think she's done.
Wow.
And this is why LaToya Jackson remains a deep enemy of the pod. And LaToya, if your people are listening, you are welcome to come on the podcast at any time. We would love to have you, and we'd love to hear your defense of these remarks.
And the wigs that you have worn on the show, which I can't find a hint of scalp. With a pitchfork and a fucking headlamp, I could never. There is no scalp. It's not even a monofilament. It's not a skin weft.
No.
I don't know what the fuck you're trying to pass that off as, but I'm mad about it.
I'm not sure, but it's crispy. It's crispy and flagrant. But if you would like to be an enemy of the pod officially, you can go to mybestjudymerch.com and you can explore the Race Chaser necklace collection. I'm wearing the Race Chaser necklace right at this time. We have one that says Race Chaser, friend of the pod, or if you want to be LaToya about it, enemy of the pod. Check that out at mybestjudymerch.com.
The winner of this challenge is Ivy Winters, and I did check in with the doll, and she did receive her luggage fit for a queen on the go.
Oh, good.
From the Flight One package people.
That's a useful prize.
Honestly, it is. I mean, but all they showed was three little zippered pouches. They better give the bitch a suitcase, too.
I hope so.
So the safe girls, thankfully, are Alyssa, Alaska, Detox, Jinx, and Roxy.
Yes.
So y'all get to hit it in the back, and Jade and Coco are given the task of performing a song in front of the song's artists, which is always one of those things where it adds more pressure. I'm not sure that both of these Pointer Sisters were on the track of I'm So Excited, because I know they had some lineup changes, but I know the one with the short hair was, for sure.
Okay. And this is a fantastic song. I think
all the Pointer Sisters songs are. I mean, they've used Pointer Sisters at least three or four times. They used it with Shay and Alyssa for Neutron Dance. They used it for I'm So Excited. I feel like they've done Jump with a jump rope.
Yeah.
Didn't they do Jump?
Yeah,
so that's,
I think that's
possible.
That's
at least three right there, yet LaToya's been there three times, and have they ever used a LaToya song? God,
they
I hope
might
not.
Have. I think they did, unfortunately. But I love this song. The Pointer Sisters, when I first moved to LA, one of the first CDs that I got when I moved there was a Pointer Sisters CD that I fucking wore out by listening to constantly. I worship the Pointer Sisters.
Same.
And this lip sync was really, really fun. I thought Coco and Jade both did a great job.
They're both high energy girls. They like throwing a kick. Lots of movement. They know how to fill a stage. This is what these girls do, like six nights a week.
I think that, I mean, Jade, you can't stand a chance when you're lip syncing against Coco Montrese. Like, you just can't. So,
Coco
but
danced
she
to
did
this song at homecoming, you know?
Right. But Jade, I thought, did a really serviceable job, but Coco Montrese just fucking burned it. Like, any of that doubt or, like, mental conflama, once the music fucking starts playing and she's like, oh, I get to perform and be a drag queen now, it all of that goes out the window, and she just, like, eviscerates it.
Girl,
she's
Coco
so fun to watch.
Coco did this on purpose. I'm telling you. Coco self-produced.
Really?
All the songs that Coco wanted to perform are these high energy songs where she knew she could kill it, and she did. Coco did badly on purpose, I bet, in this challenge, honestly, because they said the lip sync song was Pointer Sisters. She's like, oh, I got this, track number two. And they're like, no, you don't need to turn in your music. We have the song already. And she said, I said what I said, track number two.
Well, if you want, you can tune into Willem's girl group, The Pointed Sisters.
Damn. You're stupid. Speaking of, your tone is pointed. Untucked this week gives a bevy of things: emotions, cries about professionalism.
This is a tearjerker episode.
Yeah,
I don't know about this one. This is weird. It's like watching home movies of myself, except it's only the parts that are like really sad and horrible and emotional. Mm-hmm. I'm just crying, and the Color Evolution makeup reacts with tears and turns into like white cream. So it's like literally, I'm crying white tears like fucking Bishop from fucking Alien.
Wait, the Color Evolution makeup? What did you say?
Color Evolution.
Color Evolution. I was like, Lucian did your makeup?
I wish,
what was she smoking?
I wish, girl.
Damn. My favorite part about Untucked was Coco. Actually the Alyssa message with her dad, because that was really nice to see. Did you know if your family was contacted for any messages while you were away?
I don't know. They don't really. I mean, Sharon was, and I got the Sharon message, and I think that was it for me. They weren't going to reach out to my family as well, but that was really, really touching to see, because Alyssa even says, like, it's not gonna be my dad. It's not gonna be him. So she was really surprised, and it was really touching. We were all just fucking weeping in Untucked. So if you want to watch a bunch of drag queens cry, you should watch this episode of Untucked.
I thought it was gonna be Dee's dad, because he was ill when the filming was happening. But it was nice to see Alyssa's dad accepting her and everything, despite how rotted she is. I'm kidding. Wow. She's wonderful. I said, you didn't say JK Kimura.
You know I love you. You know I respect you. You don't love me.
Me.
Do I look upset to you?
I don't want to take this anymore.
Well, that about wraps it up, Gorge.
Yeah,
thank you so very much for joining us.
Did we say that Jade went home?
They know.
Okay.
Do they know?
Do they know Jade went home?
Do they know Jade went home this week?
Coco Montrez kicked her ass right to the curb. Made her season 5 blurb. Do you know? Okay. Thank you so much for joining us this week on Shut up! How dare you could say okay,
Jade,
like we're done. We're drag queens, and we will drag queen about until we are done.
That's I'm Diana done Ross. How
dare you? That was Tracy from Mahogany. How dare you? 1975.
The love theme from Mahogany. The men love it. The women love it. The gender non-binary people love it.
They all love it. Thank you so much for joining us on what you all love, Race Chaser Classique, this week. Uh-huh. I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And we'd love for you to write a review of our podcast, as long as you mean it, on the podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe. Mm-hmm. Take a moment to leave us a rating, too. And I'm going to throw this in. I'm shadow banned on YouTube, and I want to get my subscribers to 1 million. So go to my YouTube channel and please subscribe to that, too. There's a great 2-hour video of the dolls, Bob, Naomi, me.
Playing games.
Derek, Jan, playing games. Oh, wait. No. That's a different lineup. Well, a lot of drag queens you love are playing a game, and it's 2 hours, and if you need to pick me up, it made my soul better when I was feeling shitty this weekend when I watched it.
Good. Yeah, it is really good, and definitely subscribe to your YouTube channel, because there is a lot of amazing content, and
that's
a subscriber.
Goss. Yours
I'm
is great, too.
I'm a subscriber. Well, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. You can also follow the dolls at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000, and the Race Chaser account is at Race Chaser Pod.
Mm-hmm. We have bonus content. I didn't hear a Jade laugh on this episode, by the way.
Well, she went home.
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't be laughing about that. Bonus content's available now at patreon.com/Willem, and it's pay to play, so just choose whatever video you like, give us like 99 cents, and leave the coins on the dresser and hit the door. You can search for Race Chaser content by searching the hashtag Race Chaser, and the fist challenge is up now for you to watch. And ooh, we throw it deep in the hole.
I really enjoyed filming this episode, and it's very fun to watch. And a fun fact, I'm wearing all three pairs of the Chromatica underwear from the Lady Gaga store.
Yeah, and honestly, any chance to watch you play a game is a chance to watch you cheat, which you really shine at. And if you want to weigh in on all the cheatings that have been going on, you can email us at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
I don't know. I mean, then how do I fucking never win any of the challenges that we do? So I cheat in order to never win?
I didn't say you were good at it.
That's
maybe
really,
some follow through. I don't know.
That could be said for my basketball skills. I do need to follow through better. Wear a mask out there. Wash your hands. Socially distance yourself. And respect each other out there in the world. And thanks, Willem.
Leave meeting.
Thanks, Willem. No, I'm fine. No, I'm totally fine.
Did you say something?
All I said was thank you.
Oh, because you seem like Willem. You're a little dusty.
No. I was being nice. I was having good manners. All I said was thank you. Thanks, Willem.
Oh, okay. Coco want to act like she's a sweetheart.
I lost all hope today.
Can you put the earphone on the other ear, please?
Do you guys want to sing the song?
I don't know.
All your dreams in front of you. Just don't sashay. No misbehaving. Don't let the weight of the world flatten your weave. Just tease it out. Turn Adam to Eve. When life is getting you down, put on a shiny sequins gown. If you can get a gig, put on a shiny lace front wig. Just tuck your junk and hit that fucking runway. Yes, I said the F word. It'll get better someday. Hey.
I got the key change.
You did. And I thank you for that.
If there's anything a drag queen can usually provide, it's a key.
Thank you.
And then a change to what's on it.
We'll
Let's
see
go. Let's do all of season 7 right now.
We'll see you next time. Bye.
Actually, they only listen to us. They don't see us.
Well.
Leave meeting.
Race Chaser.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever.
Race Chaser with Alaskan Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.